Hi, this is Winners Chapel International, New York. Thank you for downloading our podcast. We hope this inspires you, builds your faith, and motivates you. Please make sure you subscribe to get new messages every week. Enjoy the message.
Prayer and fasting empowers fulfillment of prophecies. That's our focus for the month. And we want to thank the Lord who has seen us through 14 days already. Today is the 14th day. Praise the Lord. Just one more week. Is somebody excited? I'm so excited. Praise the Lord. And I know the grace of God that has seen us through the last 2 weeks. We see us through this last week. This last week shall be a glorious ending. For better is the end of a thing than the beginning thereof. Our teaching series for this month is understanding the blessedness of prayer and fasting. Prayer and fasting has a lot of blessings. And we introduced this subject last week. We said God's commandments are ordained for our profiting. We also said fasting is commanded for specific benefits. And we lifted all the benefits, we listed them from Isaiah chapter 58, verse 6 to 14. Now, this morning, we want to see another set of biblical approach to profitable fasting, especially that we are in the last race. In case you didn't do well in the first and the second, you still have hope. Praise the Lord. Just like any sport competition, if you have the opportunity for the second leg, you can perform any miracle. So in case you didn't even fast at all in the first week and the second week, this third week, you can still make something happen. But you have to do it right. So let's consider the approach to maximizing this prayer and fasting, especially this last week. Number one, we must come to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. We must come to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ. The name of Jesus is not just an acronym. The name of Jesus is not just what we say intermittently when we pray. There is a mandate in that name for delivery. Say that after me if you understand it. There is a mandate in that name for delivery. That name has all the backings of heaven for delivery. Anything you take to the Father in the name of Jesus Christ must be delivered. Now, let's come down to the natural. In every station, there are two sets of leaders. We have the administrative leaders, and we have the spiritual leaders. I am the head of the spiritual leader in this church, and of course, the overall head in this local assembly, Winners Chapel, New York. But we also have a group of people that oversees administration. They also have different leaders. The church board chairman is the head of that operation. Now, the same way we have it here, we have it across all our churches. Now, God's servant, the apostle over this commission, is the head of all of us. Now, if I propose something to the administrative leaders, they might not want to go with it. They might have their own opinion. But if I bring a letter from God's servant, the apostle over this commission, with his name, and says, this is what God's servant asks us to do. Nobody in this church has any contrary view, has any right to contrary view. Why? It carries the name that has the authority. Now, how much more the name of Jesus Christ? Every time you call on that name, every devil, no matter the categories, they go into hiding. That is why I decree in the name of Jesus, on this covenant day of exemption, your prayers are answered. I decree by the authority in the name of Jesus, by the anointing that is coming out on this altar this morning, every shame and reproach in your life and destiny comes to an end. Amen. The Bible says that God gave him a name that is above all names. That name is above cancer. That name is above high blood pressure. That name is about fibroid. That name is about COVID-19. I prophesy in the name of Jesus, every devil after your destiny disappears this morning. Amen. What am I saying? Every time you pray your prayer, approach the throne of grace with the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. That's the authority. The name. In John chapter 15, verse 16, the Bible says, you have not chosen me. I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, that whatsoever you shall ask the Father in my name, he may give it to you. He may give it to you. Number two, how to approach this prayer and fasting profitably. Engage your faith. Engage your faith. We must engage our faith in prayer to guarantee answers. Engage your faith. Now, when you want to board an aircraft and you get to JFK, to the security, you need your boarding pass. Once you show your boarding pass, you are authorized to walk into the gate. Boarding pass. Your boarding pass is your faith. If you forget your boarding pass, no matter how anointed you are, ordinary security check will not allow you in. If you forget your boarding pass. So never forget your boarding pass when you approach the altar of prayer. Ensure you print your boarding pass. Thank God for technology. You don't need to print and carry paper. At times, someone can be frustrated. The day you want to travel, that's the day your printer is not working. But thank God we have overcome that era now. It's the era of technology. Everything is on the app. But may you never get to a situation that your phone run down when you're about to check in. So always prepare. Print the printed one. In case your phone battery runs dry or you forget your phone in the cab that took you to the airport, you'll be sweating from head to toe. That shall not be you. In the name of Jesus Christ, engage your faith. Matthew chapter 21, verse 21 to 22. Jesus answered and said unto them, verily I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, ye shall not only do this which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. And all things whatsoever ye shall ask in prayer, believing, ye shall receive. Say with me, all things. Say with me, all things. There is this local song we used to sing in Minnesota. I love that song like anything. It's this Liberian lady that sings it. We dance like Chris. Say, all things are possible to them that believe. All things, all things, all things are possible to them that believe. All things, all things are possible. All things are possible. Approach, don't never see your situation as impossible. We serve the God of impossibility. We serve the God of possibilities. It depends on how you put it, and impossibilities. He specializes in taking care of impossible cases. Your doctor might be limited. Your business expertise might be limited. But God is an unlimited God. Engage your faith. Number three. Pray for the needs of others. We must engage in praying for the needs of others. So when you are praying, another way to get your prayers answered is to pray for the needs of others. We've had a lot of testimonies here. An individual that wanted to be married stopped praying for herself and started praying for others that needed to be married, and God opened her own marital destiny. Some other individuals believing God for the fruit of the womb, God opened, after they prayed for others, believing God for the fruit of the womb, God opened their wombs and they had their own miracle babies. Praise the Lord. So one way to get our prayers answered is to begin to intercede on behalf of others. So don't be selfish, because what you make happen to others is what God makes happen to you. Pray for the needs of others. Ephesians chapter 6 verse 19. And for me, that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open up my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Verse 8. Knowing that whatsoever good thing any man doeth, the same shall he receive of the Lord, whether he be bound or free. Ephesians 6, 8. So praying for the needs of others is doing good things. And the Lord will make good things happen for you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Remember the word of the wise. In Proverbs chapter 11 verse 25. The liberal soul will be made fat. And he that watereth shall be watered also himself. That's one prayer. If you join us on Covenant or Prayer every day, you will always hear that statement. When I ask us to pray for our pastors that deliver the word for today, I will always mention, pray for the pastor. He has watered us, the God will water him back. When you water others in prayer, you will never run dry. And I decree in the name of Jesus, as you lay it upon yourself to pray for others, I pray in the name of Jesus, you will never run dry. Do you know the reason why God's servant is blessed? He's praying for us all the time. That's why he doesn't need to pray for himself. And that's what we also learn from him. As I'm praying for you all the time, God is also taking care of my needs. So learn the same, pray for the needs of others. Number four, this is also similar to number two. We must come with full assurance of faith. We must come with full assurance of faith. There is a difference in engaging your faith and in coming with full assurance. Engaging your faith is a starting point. Coming with the full assurance of faith is a baptism of faith. That's no go area. It's like going for war, and there is only one river that you have to cross, and there's a bridge on that river, and you burn the bridge. That one is, I must win this battle. Praise the Lord, because there's no going back. Full assurance of faith. This is the point that you eliminate all forms of doubt, that God must do it. That was the kind of faith Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego went into the furnace of fire. They said, Nebuchadnezzar, we are not careful in this matter. Our God will save us. Even if he did not save us, we will still not bow. Say with me, full assurance of faith. In Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22 to 23, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful that promised, not wavering. Even if the wind is blowing the contrary, don't waver. Hold on to the promise of God. That was how the disciple missed. He almost missed it. Jesus told them, let us go to the other side. If they held on to that word with all the wind and all the challenges, they would have crossed over. Jesus said, let us go to the other side. Yes, they engaged their faith, but they did not come with full assurance of faith. So when there was turbulence, when there was billows and waves, they were afraid. And they went to Jesus, carest thou that we perish? He said, how is it that you have no full assurance of faith? How is it that you have little faith? Didn't I tell you in my own word? Didn't I tell you we're going to the other side? You should have believed that. And Jesus rebuked the wind. Full assurance of faith. Hear me. God has not given you the spirit of fear. Fear kills faith. 2 Timothy 1:7. But has given you power and love and of a sound mind. Therefore, anything that represents weakness in your mind, in your body, dies now in the name of Jesus. Be baptized with full assurance of faith. in Jesus' mighty name. Number five, come boldly and not beggarly. We must come boldly and not beggarly. Some of us beg God all the time. We cry all the time. No, we are not required to cry. We are required to come boldly. Well, it's not your fault. A lot of you, like me, grew in Africa. That was how we were kind of trained. To approach our parents with fear and trembling and like, no. That's not who God is. Thank God for children in America. They are more like the biblical children in terms of boldness to their parents. Not in terms of insult and rudeness. There are a lot of, all of those ones. The Lord will deliver everyone under that plague. But in terms of boldness, my child doesn't have to be, when my child sees me, can jump on me, you know, talk to me. The same way many of your children too. But we were not like that. We are playing outside, you hear my dad has a special horn. Pop, 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 pop. He will make sure he blow that horn from like 2 meters away or 3 meters away just to tell you lion has arrived. And you are playing tire in front of the house before. You hear that sound, pop, 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 pop. You run. You carry your book. Amadu went to Makodi beside River Benue. He has a sister called Jumai. The children went to school. You are reading. Anybody read that Medu went to Makodi here? Straight for English. Praise the Lord. Some of you is only Conky and Tinker you read. That was how when they changed straight for English to another edition. Praise God. But God wants us to approach him boldly, confidently. I hate the word begging. Begging. It's not a covenant term. You don't beg. You can request. You approach God with boldness. You don't know the reason why people beg? Sin. So that's why you have to check yourself. If there is no sin in your life, nothing again. Just always check yourself. Make sure there is no sin. But if you have sinned, that one you have to beg for mercy. So, but check your life. There is no sin. Confess your sin. And after you have confessed your sin, ensure you don't go back into it again and stop condemning yourself again. You are the one reminding God. Oh God, I'm sorry again. I fornicated 2 weeks ago. You already confessed it to God. He has already forgotten about it. Move on with your life. Approach the throne of grace with boldness. Ephesians chapter 4 verse 16. Let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. And finally, come thanking, praising, and worshiping. Come thanking, praising, and worshiping. Every time you pray, that's why in this commission, we always start our day, our prayer with thanksgiving. We also end it with thanksgiving. Praise the Lord. Even if before, it used to be prayer one, default, thanksgiving. But if the prayer one is not thanksgiving, the opening prayer must be thanksgiving. And that's the prayer pattern Jesus gave to the disciples. In Matthew chapter 6, he said, when you pray, say, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Worship God. Find time to worship God. God loves worship. Find time to praise God. Don't always go to God with requests. Even you, if somebody is always coming to you with requests, you'll be bored. If every time you meet a person is always request, there is no time he will call you to appreciate you. You'll be bored. So the same way, you must always remember what God has done. Don't tell God what he has not done all the time. Tell him what he has done. I do that a lot in prayers. I just recount all his blessings. No matter the difficulties, no matter the challenges, there are so many blessings that you have received. So always come thanking, praising, and worshiping. Psalm 100 verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his court with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. And I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, with these keys that you have received this morning, this last day, last week of this prayer and fasting shall be the best week for you. Your prayers will be answered with speed in the name of Jesus Christ. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And this morning, very quickly, let's see what God has for us for this covenant of exemption. Now, by way of introduction, the same way God exempted his people from all the plagues that took place in Egypt in the days of Moses, God is bound by his covenant to exempt the redeemed from all the plague of our days. God is bound by his covenant to exempt the redeemed from all the plagues of our days. As long as you are redeemed, that's number one key point for introducing you into this covenant of exemption. As long as you are redeemed, as long as you are born again, God is bound by covenant. Now, we saw how his covenant worked in the Old Testament. We saw in Exodus chapter 8, verse 22, how there was a swarm of flies, and flies connote corruption and decadence and all of that. And God severed the Israelites, which means that in this season of corruption, where there is earth crisis, pandemic everywhere, God is going to spare you and your household in the name of Jesus. We also saw in Exodus chapter 9 verse 4, how God severed between the cattle of Israel and the cattle of Egypt. That was their predominant business. And God exempted the business of the Israelites. I decree in the name of Jesus, in this season that business are failing, business are going down, your own businesses will be expanding. God will be giving you fresh idea, fresh revelation for new businesses that will be impacting your world in the name of Jesus. We also saw in Exodus chapter 10, verse 21 to 23, how the darkness was in the land for 3 days. No clue, no movement. Everybody was confused and stagnated. In our world today, there is confusion everywhere. Darkness is looming. But I decree in the name of Jesus, by this covenant of exemption, there will be light for you. Light means understanding. Light means revelation. Light means insight. Light means creative ideas. I decree in the name of Jesus, by the anointing today, there will be revelation for you. There will be light for you. There will be creative ideas for you. Many of you are ripe enough to start your business. But to start any business, you need ideas. They don't start business with money. Even if you have the money, you don't have the idea, the money can still fail. Remember, money failed in Egypt. Money in itself does not do anything right. It's the divine ideas. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, as this oil comes upon you today, divine ideas will be released upon you and I in the name of Jesus. Many of you will become business owners. You know, when you have your businesses, you will be able to serve God the way you want to serve God. One of our associate pastors in one of our stations were discussing how he was so effective, how he was always in church. And I said, well, it is because you have your business. That's how this thing was, you know, that's part of the reason why God has given you the grace to be able to serve the way you are serving. But if somebody wants to go and resume 9 to 5, if there's any program in the church at 9 o'clock, it can't be there. Even if he wants to, it can't be there. So I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, in this church, there will be many business owners. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And when businesses are going down, your own business will be going up. In Jesus' precious name. And number two, we also discover from scriptures that there was famine in the days of Isaac, Jacob, and Joseph. But God exempted his people from being affected. So famine has always been. From our patriarch, we saw in Genesis chapter 26, there was famine in the land, but Isaac sowed in the land the same year. He reaped hundredfold. Genesis 26, 1 to 2 and 12 to 14. We also saw in Genesis chapter 43, there was famine in the day of Jacob, but Jacob had 2 portions of money to send his children to go and buy food in Egypt. And even in the time of Joseph too, there was also famine in Genesis chapter 47. By decree in the name of Jesus, so what we are going through is not new. The same way God exempted all the patriarchs, I decree God is going to exempt you. Exempt your household in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. And finally, number three, in the same vein, the redeemed that walk in the covenant shall be exempted from the global economic crisis of the day. So when you walk in the covenant, like the patriarchs, as a redeemed child of God, you are supernaturally exempted. Why? God cannot break his covenant. In Psalm 89, verse 34, he said, my covenant will I not break, nor alter the thing that is gone out of my lips. I decree in the name of Jesus, his covenant of exemption. As you begin to walk in obedience, we answer for you and I. In the name of Jesus Christ. And quickly, how do you actualize your heritage of exemption? It's one thing to know that we have the heritage of exemption. It's another thing to be able to put it to work. What you are going to learn this morning, hold it very tight. You always need it forever. Because evil will always be, but you will always be exempted in the name of Jesus Christ. So therefore, hold this very tight. Number one, have a revelation of your exemption heritage in Christ. Have the light, have the understanding. In Psalm 16, verse 6, he said, the lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have goodly heritage. You have exemption heritage in Christ. So understand that. So when men say there is a casting down, what will you say? There is a lifting up. So understand that and have that revelation. 1 Peter 2:9, you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, our only nation, our peculiar people. So you are different. Praise the Lord. You are different from others. You are very, very different. Praise God. And number two, keep the love of God alive in your heart. Keep the love of God alive in your heart. Psalm 91 verse 14. Because he has set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high, because he hath known my name. So the more you love God, the more exemption you enjoy. Because anyone you love will always take care of you. When you show love, you enjoy his preservation. When you love him. For instance, when you see a husband that loves the wife, he can sacrifice anything for the wife. The same thing, vice versa. Praise the Lord. So when you love God with your heart, not with your lips, not with eye service, fully with your heart. Praise the Lord. As seen in the life of our father, the presiding bishop, you can tell that the love of God is burning in his heart. He was saying this morning that he's never encouraged to serve God. The same thing for me. Praise the Lord. I'm not trying to impress anybody. This thing is in the blood. In the blood. The love of God is in my blood. It's running. Praise God. So I can never be discouraged or having somebody to encourage me to serve the Lord. It's the love of God. The love of God. And it will show when you truly love God. It will show. And I pray in the name of Jesus, someone under the sound of my voice is baptized afresh with the love of God. Number three, engage with the covenant of seed time and harvest. Engage with the covenant of seed time and harvest. In Psalm 41, verse 1 to 3, he said, blessed is he that considereth the poor. The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble. The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive, and he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou will not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou will make all his bed in his sickness. Look at that. When you sow a seed into the life of people, you enjoy the blessings of God. When you sow a seed for somebody's hospital bill, you will never be sick. Praise the Lord. I remember when we were in Canaan land, one of my duties is to attend to people who come to see God's servant as regarding health situations and things like that. So we cancel them. We were authorized to cancel them. And some of them, when I hear their cases, I don't transfer it. It's money case. God has blessed me. I said to it, right there. Right there. Pray right there. The ones that really need critical health attention, you know, that I can. I remember one night like that, we're going for A lady called me that they were in the faith tabernacle, and one old woman that the daughter is terribly sick, and they've come for counseling before. I drove there right there on the Saturday night, took her to the health center. Praise the Lord. Why am I doing that? Because I will never be in that situation. My children's children, my wife, my family will never be in that situation. And the same thing, everything you do for others is a seed. It's a seed. Praise the Lord. I mean, there are so many people we paid for their house rent when we were serving in Nigeria because it's an opportunity. Praise the Lord. So we have a lot of opportunity to enjoy the harvest of exemption. So when people are homeless and you have already paid for house rent of somebody, you can never be homeless. Praise the Lord. When businesses are failing and you are helping others to thrive, you can never be in that category. And may I tell you something this morning? This we seldom say. Seed sowing is very important. There is no other thing you can do about it. Seed sowing. Now, when you sow a seed, that seed qualifies for harvest. So don't eat everything that comes your way. Sow a seed into the life of others. Sow a seed into the life of less privileged. Sow a seed into the life of people that are blessing you. Now, I'm not saying this for you to give me anything. Thank God for people who understand the mystery in this church. I have never begged anybody. I've never cornered anybody in this church. The same thing like your father, like our father, Bishop Oyedepo. But this is what we do that opens our heavens. Someone is blessing you. Don't just wave. Oh, thank you. God bless you. Anyone that blesses you spiritual, what you are authorized by the word of God to bless materially. Praise the Lord. That's what we do. When I was in Houston, Texas, there is no covenant naming ceremony that I attend. And they want to go and pray for the baby that I will not go with seed. I mean, substantial seed. I'm not supposed to do that, but I know I am sowing my seed into my own children. The same way in this church too. Praise the Lord. Apart from I will drive my car, put my gas, because I don't use official car. Praise God. So that's double seed. If I attend any of your function and I give you a check, that's double seed. And I do it. There is no one I attend your function that I don't give you something. I'm not doing it to please you. I'm doing it to sow seed into my future. Some of the seed my parents sow, I'm enjoying it today. The seed I'm sowing today, my children's children will be enjoying it. And the same thing for you. So sow seed. And I decree in the name of Jesus Christ, you will never miss your harvest. And number four, remain dedicated to kingdom advancement endeavors. Remain dedicated to kingdom advancement endeavors. We have all the prayer materials, 7 of them. If you don't have your own, collect your own before you leave this service this morning. Engage your heart in prayer. Be dedicated in your service unit. I encouraged last week, if your service is not active right now, at least physically active, join any service unit that is physically active in the church. You know how to play music. Thank God for our musicians. They've been so committed and dedicated since the lockdown, and they are still committed. You know how to play this thing. Don't hide in the church. Come and join them. You know how to sing very well. Come and join the choir. You know how to serve. Join the registration team. Join the security. Join the sanctuary. Join to serve physically. There are blessings to serving God with your resources, serving God with your skills, and serving God with your energy. I'm your pastor, but I'm the first to come to church every day on Sundays. Every blessed day. And I turn on all the heat so that you will feel very comfortable. I don't have to do that. I can call somebody. I can authorize somebody. You have to always be. But what I mean? It's part of service. I open the doors for others who also come early. It's part of service. Before we have long hands, I sweep, I do anything. Praise God. Don't just wear suit and put ties and just sit comfortably in the church. Hang in one corner there. You are not a pastor coming to the altar. You are not doing anything. And you're just comfortable like that. No, serve God. Serve God physically. Serve God in prayer. Serve God with your skill. You have any ideas? When you see me come to the service, it's not because I just want to walk in with a macho man in front. No. There is something I'm still doing.
I'm checking the online video. I'm checking those who are home are hearing. I'm communicating with the technical department. That's how you see me. It's not like just want to walk in when everybody's here or your guy's coming. No. Praise the Lord. Serve God. And when you do that, God is always proud of you. Anything that want to kill you, God will kill them first. Because he knows that you are very profitable to him. And finally, speak openly of your exemption right. Speak openly. When somebody says, oh, this COVID has killed so many people, say, no. Many people are still alive. Somebody at work says, oh, anybody can die. Say, no, minus me. Don't allow the devil to sell his agenda. Don't allow the devil to always have the final say. Over your life, when it comes to a matter of life and destiny, don't allow the devil to have the final say. Say your own to be on top. Anybody can just die in aircraft. No! Minus me. I can never die in aircraft. You're on plane and the plane is shaking. And so the one sitting beside said, this way this plane is shaking. That was how the plane I entered one day was shaking. We almost died. Maybe we're going to die. I said, no! I shall not die but live to declare the counsel of God. Declare boldly. Proverbs 18:21, death and life and the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Luke 15:21. Luke chapter 15, verse 21. Praise the Lord. Is somebody blessed this morning? Rise up with me, lift up your hands. Let's appreciate Jesus. Let's give him praise for the word. Celebrate him, magnify him. Exalt his name. Respo talagado shikaya gado zusotodia. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Now, very quickly, take your seat this morning. I want to show us five seal that God is going to place upon you as an exemption seal from this anointing oil. Get your anointing ready. In Ephesians chapter 1, verse 13, he said, in whom ye also trusted after that ye had the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after that ye believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. This anointing will bring the seal of the Holy Ghost upon you. Number one seal that God is going to place upon you by this anointing is what I call the near not seal. Say with me, the near not seal. Studio display that so that I can hear it very well. The near not seal, NNS. According to Ezekiel chapter 9, verse 6, slay utterly. Old and young, both maids and little children, and women, but come not near. Say with me, the near not seal. As this anointing comes upon you this morning, the come not near seal is coming upon you. Number two seal that will come upon you this morning at the seal of exemption is the touch not seal. The touch not seal. TNS, Psalm 105, verse 13 to 15. When they went from one nation to another, from one kingdom to another people, he suffered no man to do them wrong. Yea, he reproved kings for their sake, saying, touch not my anointed and do my prophets no harm. I decree in the name of Jesus, as this oil comes upon you this morning, the touch not seal is coming upon you. No evil will touch you. No harm will befall you. In the name of Jesus. And number three seal that God is placing upon you this morning is the trouble not seal. Trouble not seal. Trouble not. In Galatians chapter 6 verse 7, it said, from henceforth, let no man trouble me, for I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus. As this oil comes upon you this morning, no one will trouble you again. Where you have been troubled before, I decree, that shall be the last time you are troubled. And number four seal that is coming upon you is the yoke destroying seal. Yoke destroying seal. Isaiah chapter 10 verse 27. And it shall come to pass in that day that his body shall be taken away from off thy shoulder and his yoke from off thy neck. And the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. By this anointing this morning, the yoke destroying seal shall be placed upon you. Every yoke, every burden of the enemy over your life shall be destroyed. And finally, the seal that is coming upon you this morning is the standard living seal.
the standard lifting seal. Isaiah chapter 59 verse 19. So shall they fear the name of the Lord from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it. Therefore, I decree in the name of Jesus, from today, no evil come near you. I decree from today, you remain a touch not. You remain a trouble not. In the name of Jesus, every yoke shall be destroyed. I decree the standard of God will be lifted against every arrow that is shot against you. If that is you, you will rise to your feet this morning. I appreciate the Lord for the mystery. I appreciate the Lord for the revelation. I appreciate the Lord for the light and understanding this morning, because today is your day. In the name of Jesus, lift up your voice and worship the Lord. Lift up your voice. I appreciate the Lord. Thank you, mighty Father. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed.
Thank you for listening to Winners Chapel International New York's podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and share the link with your friends and family. Visit us online at www.winnerschapelny.org and fellowship with us online on our YouTube channel, Winners Chapel International, New York. Have a blessed week. God loves you. See you next time.